From Coleraine in County Londonderry, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join with us as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And I'm delighted to welcome you all once again in the Saviour's name to our Let the Bible Speak broadcast. It's good to have you joining us this evening, as once again the Reverend Peter McIntyre is bringing another message in his short series on the Good Samaritan. But before we hear the message, let's take just a moment and listen to these words in song.
There were 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold. But one little sheep had gone astray, far off from the gates of gold. Away on the mountains, wild and bare, away from the tent. Shepherd's care, away from the tender shepherd's care. Lord, Thou hast here Thy 99, are they not enough for Thee? But the shepherd made answer, this of mine has wandered away from me. And although the road be rough and steep, I go to the desert to find my sheep. I go to the desert to find my sheep. But none of the ransomed ever knew how deep were the waters crossed, nor how dark was the night that the Lord passed through ere He found His sheep that was lost. Out in the desert He heard its cry, sick and helpless and ready to die. Sick and helpless and ready to die. Lord, whence are those blood drops all the way that mark out the mountain's track? Oh, they were shed for one who had gone astray ere the shepherd could bring him back. Lord, why are your hands so red and torn? They're pierced tonight by many a thorn. They're pierced tonight by many a thorn. But all through the mountains, thunder riven, and up from the rocky steep, there arose a glad cry to the gate of heaven. Rejoice, I have found my sheep. And the angels echo around the throne. Rejoice, for the Lord brings back His own.
Reading just one verse from Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, it's the verse 33. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. May God bless his precious word to our hearts. The parable of the Good Samaritan is a story which is very well known to us all. It is one of the most well known of our Lord's parables. Our Lord's parables, however, were not mere stories. They were not just tales to gratify the senses and to provide entertainment. They were earthly stories with heavenly meanings. This parable of the Good Samaritan speaks to us, because here we see ourselves in the poor man who was wounded and beset upon by thieves. But we also see Christ as the one who loves sinners. Last week we contemplated the condition of the man, how he was going in a certain direction, going down to Jericho, when Jericho was the place of the curse. We are going away from God towards hell itself. We looked at the deprivation he suffered, how he suffered because of his sin. We looked at the desertion he experienced, the people he would have looked to ordinarily for help failed him in his hour of need. And natural religion will always fail us in our hour of need, for there is nothing that can take away our sins in this world. Today we're going to move on and think about the compassion felt by the Good Samaritan. Firstly, please think about the person who had compassion. This Good Samaritan who had compassion upon this Jewish victim was a most unlikely person. He was unlikely because he was a Samaritan, and the Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans. They would not rub shoulders together, they would not talk to each other, they would not eat together, they would not work together. And yet this Samaritan, whom the Jew would not have looked to for help, was the very one who would help him. The Lord Jesus Christ, humanly speaking, is a most unlikely person to provide help for you and I. In Isaiah chapter 53, he is described as a root out of a dry ground. He is described as one with no form, with no beauty. And when we will see him, Isaiah says, there will be no beauty in him that we should desire him. The Saviour was brought up in a poor household. The Saviour looked just like other men, and yet he was the Prince of the Kings of the earth, and yet he was the Saviour of mankind. And many people today look at Christ, they read about him in the Bible, they hear about him from history, and yet they are not in the slightest attracted to him, and yet he is the one who loves them more than any other. This Good Samaritan was not called for. This poor man could not call for the Samaritan, he was too weak, and if he could have called, he would not have called, because he did not think that this man would help him. This man, in his mind, would have rejected the Samaritan, and yet the Samaritan still loved him. You today may have rejected Christ. You may have heard the gospel on other occasions. You may have read scripture tracts. You may even have felt a desire to become a Christian by times. And yet you have rejected the Lord, but still the Lord loves you, because the Lord's love for you does not depend upon you. It depends upon him, and upon him alone. I don't want you to just think about the person who had compassion. I would also like you to ponder the place where he had compassion. We are told that this Good Samaritan came where the victim was. He came right to the very spot where the poor man lay, and he stood at that place. If he had to cross the road, he crossed the road. He came to the place. The gospel is the record of the Lord Jesus Christ coming to meet us where we are. He came into this world in order that we might be saved that are in the world. He took upon himself the form of a man because he had to die and offer up himself as our mediator. And to be our mediator, he had to be the representative of man and yet at the same time be the representative of God. Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is very God of very God, retained his deity and at the same time became man. He came where we were. He came into this world as a man. He suffered. He felt loneliness. He became hungry. He experienced all these things without sin. He humbled himself. He came down to the very lowest denominator. If a prince were to set aside his palace for a flat, if a prince were to set aside his riches to go on the dole, That would be a very humble thing to do. The Lord Jesus Christ came into this world. He came from the Father's throne, and he humbled himself. And then he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He who was infinite died. He didn't die because people forced him to die, because men were cruel to him. He died because he wanted to die in your place and my place. This was the only way by which we could be saved. If there was another way, God would have found that way. God would have devised that way. But no, there was no other way but Calvary. And he was not forced to do it. He did it because he loved us. He came where we are. Dear friend, today you think nobody loves you. You think nobody cares for you. You think there's no hope. Oh, but there is hope. There is hope because God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, the compassion of Christ. Thirdly, I would like you to think about the perception in his compassion. We're told that this good Samaritan, he saw. He had eyes, you see. He looked upon the one who was wounded. He looked upon his nakedness. He looked upon his deprivation. He saw. And with those eyes, there were eyes of love. There were eyes of pity. There were eyes that could not walk away. There were eyes that could not ignore the problem. There were eyes that had to do something about the situation, because this man was a man with a heart, and his heart extended itself to those who had particular needs. The Lord Jesus Christ is one who has mercy. Mercy for you and mercy for me. He looks at us today. He sees into our hearts. He sees us for what we are, and he sees our need, and he loves us. We are told in the Gospels that whenever the Lord Jesus Christ saw the great multitude, he had compassion upon them. He was moved for them. His inner being moved itself with love for those people. And the Lord looks at you today and he loves you. Will that love draw out a response? Will you be drawn to that love as the piece of metal would be drawn to the magnet? And will you be joined to Christ forever? Oh, I would appeal to you. Wherever you are, come to the Saviour who's right there beside you and say, Lord, save me. Confess your sins and look to the one who is our Saviour and Redeemer. I pray that you will.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Mr. Albert McIntyre, 36 Ballycastle Road, Coleraine, BT52 2DY. That's Let the Bible Speak, Mr. Albert McIntyre, 36 Ballycastle Road, Coleraine, BT52 2DY. For further information, you may phone us at 028 7034 3592. That's 028 7034 3592. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.